The question that we've got this evening in this little series here in Starbucks is God judgmental? One of the most common criticisms of Christianity is the way it judges other people's beliefs. Of course, telling someone their behavior is wrong or sinful is inappropriate these days. Intolerance of other people's opinions and lifestyles is nowadays unacceptable. So, is God judgmental? I want to say three things. First of all, in one sense, it's a fair criticism of Christians. Christians are often guilty of not heeding what the Lord Jesus said. Jesus taught, "Judge not, that you be not judged." And so Christians must repent of not following our Founder. So yeah, the first thing I want to say, it can be a fair criticism of Christianity, that it is often judgmental. But the second thing I want to say is that although we need to be, it's a fair criticism of Christians, the second thing is that we need to be careful over ourselves. You see, when we point the finger of judgmentalism at others, we need to be aware that we live in a judgmental society. And society is us. We make up society. We judge our leaders at the ballot box. We judge our children all through their education. We judge people's voices and their acts and their dancing and their skating and their looks and their personalities in various TV phone-in shows. We judge people by the clothes they wear, by the job they do, by the neighborhood they live in, by the team that they support, and by the beer that they drink. We live in a judgmental society, and we make up that society. As one teenager said, our society is judgmental. We are such a judgmental society. You see a really skinny girl, and you think, oh, she's anorexic. But you don't know her story. You see a heavy boy, and you think, he's lazy, or he eats away his problems. But you don't know his story. So judgmentalism, fair criticism of Christians, but we need to be careful ourselves. We're all guilty of not heeding Jesus Christ's teaching. Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. That's Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Fair criticism of Christians, but we need to be careful ourselves. The third thing I want to say is that we need to be clear about God. We need to be clear about God. One of the most common descriptions of God in the Bible is that he is judge. The Bible says that one day God will judge everyone who has ever lived. Be clear, as God, he is judge. And so if God sounds judgmental, well, if anyone's got the right to be judgmental, he has, surely, because he's God. Now that might sound harsh, but God said judgment in the Bible is always linked to his perfect righteousness, his justice, his fairness, his holiness, his compassion, his care for the weak, and his love. God has every right to be judge, but he's clearly trustworthy, and he is reliable, and he's fair. We can all breathe a sigh of relief that he's the judge and not anyone else. He knows the story. He knows the story. He knows your story. He knows mine. What's more, judgment isn't always a bad thing. It's often a good thing. So let me quote someone else. This is Wide Lawns, a blogger on the World Wide Web. She says this: "One thing I want to tell you is that I'm judgmental. People have been calling me that for years. Having someone call you judgmental is a good thing. It's a compliment. Thank God I'm judgmental, or I might be living in a trailer somewhere, pregnant with my third kid on welfare, waiting for my old man Dean to get home from the bar and beat me up for forgetting to heat up his frozen biscuits and gravy." When you see someone doing something wrong or stupid or something that could hurt them or others, don't be afraid to get in their face and tell them. judgment isn't always bad, as Wide Lawn says on her blog. Be clear on God. He does judge. He does tell us how to live our lives, but also it's for our best interests. If God, like the woman Wide Lawn says, gets in your face over the things that we say and think and the things that we do in our lives, then we need to check our consciences. And maybe we know that some of our behavior, our thinking, is wrong. It's not acceptable to God. We know we're guilty, and we see it as destructive. It's destructive. Often, in actual fact, the reason why we reject God and think of him as judgmental is just simply because we want to justify ourselves and our own behavior. Be clear about God. He is judge. But there's something else to be clear about God as well. In the Bible, God is always gracious. Grace is undeserved kindness, it's mercy, it's love, it's forgiveness. It's undeserved love, it's undeserved mercy, it's undeserved forgiveness. In the Bible, judgment is not incompatible with grace. That's true in our lives as well. For example, the son or the daughter or the mum or the dad or the friend who is battling with the destructive behavior, judgment sees it. Grace actually will say it. Grace will confront it. And grace will actually seek to sort it out, not to punish it. You see, judgment and grace go together, and they do in the Bible. And there's no better place, no better way is God's grace shown than in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the most famous verses of the Bible says this. It's actually often used as a prayer. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. See, God's grace is wonderfully and ultimately demonstrated in Jesus Christ's death. When in actual fact, God's judgment is also shown, because in his death he bore God's judgment on us, among other things, for our rebellion in being judgmental people, in wanting to take God's job, in being judgmental. Imagine that a friend tells you he's paid a bill for you. How would you respond? Well, you've no idea until the size of the bill is known. Until you know how much, you don't know whether to shake his hand or fall on your knees and kiss his feet. See, till we see God's judgment on us clearly, we won't know how to value his grace in Jesus Christ and what it meant for him, that is Jesus Christ, to say on the cross, for you and for me, my God, why have you forsaken me? We ask the question tonight, is God judgmental? The irony is this: if we get rid of God's judgment to make him more acceptable, to make him more palatable or loving, we actually make him less gracious. Understand his judgment, and you'll fall on the knees and kiss the feet of his Son, and you'll hear and you'll know and you'll understand that verse in the Bible that I read a moment ago. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Well, thanks very much indeed for listening.